Stone Jets on Algoa FM. We're going from Stone Jets to Dreams in the Sky. Mm. Well, typically a little bit closer on the silver screen. On the drive this afternoon, we're talking about movie making in Algoa country. And we're talking to the chairperson, or the founder rather, of the Eastern Cape Film Festival, all the way from Uitenhage, South Africa, Neba Mkromba. Neba, welcome to the studio. How's it going in the film industry?
Hello, Rolando Rochelet. You guys, I hope you guys are keeping it safe. Yeah, man, film industry, Eastern Cape, it's a new baby. It's something which is new, basically coming across, but it's basically very fertile ground. Yeah. Because in the Eastern Cape, we've got the locations, we've got the talent, we've got the stories. All we need now is a viable film industry, which is the reason why the Eastern Cape Film Festival was established, to basically capacitate local filmmakers. Yeah,
so, and I mean, that is so great, because that was my question. Is there a film industry here in the Eastern Cape? Because a lot of people, filmmakers specifically, they just go to another city, another country to fulfill that passion. But we have it right here.
What happens with the Rochelle is because we have, it's Eastern Cape is basically an ancient in the industry, because we've been, it's Gauteng, it's Western Cape, and it basically controls the whole industry. Eastern Cape is a new baby, it's a newborn just coming up. It's still, it's because we've got everything else. What we need is the infrastructure, because it took places like Gauteng ages to get where they are. So we're still trying back to, if you look at in terms of everything that's happening, we are getting there. Because every year now we're finding international film production, we're finding people like Janelle Kubeka shooting a film here in the Eastern Cape. So we are going there. It's in 5 years' time, I promise you, we are going to have surpassed KZN. Okay, not surpassed, but hopefully be close to them in some way or the other, to be honest.
Right, and then the Eastern Cape Film Festival is something that you've put together. So just very quickly, tell us about the Eastern Cape Film Festival, who gets involved, how do, if someone's listening going, I want to build up towards it, I want to be a part of it, how does it work, when does it happen?
Eastern Cape Film Festival started like 6 years back. We've had 5 editions, tied to Eastland. It moves around because it's the Eastern Cape Film Festival. It's not an East London or Mthatha, it's a film festival. So over the past 5 years, it's moved from East London, Makanda, basically been traveling the country. What we do is we do it once a year. The dates this year have not been confirmed because, if you remember last year, on the day on the 15th of March, which was when the pandemic started, that was the day of the closing day of last year's Film Festival. So as things stand, just trying to see logistics, we don't know what's going to happen in the next month or two. So an announcement we made in due time, there's no set date for the Film Festival for this year. Yeah. But obviously, people want to get interested. We are on Facebook, Eastern Cape Film Festival, Eastern Cape Film Forum. We are there because everything we do goes to there all the time, because the Film Festival happens once a year, but it's not a once-off event. It happens a whole year. We've got legacy projects, which includes one of the reasons why we're here today to speak about that on the show.
Yes, and that project is titled Eruption. Can you tell us more about that film?
The Eruption is basically what we're doing is, it's me and 2 other female filmmakers from the Eastern Cape, Singam Changuna, no, Singam Lana. Basically, we're doing a story which talks about mental healthness. I mean, mental health awareness, because one thing that we guys take for granted a lot, especially from us as the black, from the black society, we take things like depression and mental health illness as taboo. We don't speak about them, put them around the show, and people, all they need sometimes is support to be able to go through this. So we're doing a short film, we're taking a script of a short film about an artist, because especially for us as creatives, who basically can imagine since March, we've been able to earn a salary.
Yes.
So now it's something based on an artist who basically, through all the pressure and everything that happens, basically leads to a breakdown. But obviously, you can't go too much on the story, but the story is about depression and how society is basically helps push us over the edge. So as a sense, so we're basically shooting in April. So what we're doing right now, we're basically doing a crowdfunding campaign to be able to raise funds for people to be able to say, okay, we'd like to see how we can contribute to make the film. The film will basically be produced in April, and then from there onwards, we're going to do the whole festival market circuit up until October, which is on the 10th of October, is Mental Health Awareness Day, which is when we actually launch the film, and the film will be out there for everyone to see public, because what we actually do, we're working on a series, but this is just one, the first one to say this is who we are, so we can go raise more funding, because now we're trying to raise funding just to make one one-shot film. And then after that, then people know about it, the awareness, and then get other people on board, and then you can basically do a whole series. Because there are a lot of issues. Mental health covers a lot.
Exactly.
It's not just one element.
Exactly, and it's so important, like you said, culturally, South African culture in general, but specifically African culture, to bring out these things into the public, to talk about them, to tell the stories. If someone's listening going, firstly, I want to be a part, I'm not a filmmaker, I don't shoot, I don't write, I don't edit, but I want to perhaps invest, where do they find the way to invest in this project, Eruption, together with you guys from Eastern Cape Film Festival? Where do they get involved?
What we have is we've got a website called Back a Buddy. So if you go to Back a Buddy, and then you'll see, if you go to backabuddy.com, and you either look for Eruption, or you look for Missy Ngamlana, M-I-S-S-Y, Ngamlana, N-G-A-M-L-A-N-A, but you just say Back a Buddy and do Eruption, and then from there you have a link of how you can basically go to our site and see the short documentary there, 6 minutes, which basically explains the different roles that people, because we've got different people talking about the whole, how it affects them. So you can have a documentary there. If you feel you can relate, then you can say you can donate onto that. One other way you can do is, because not everyone is able to donate money, but it doesn't really matter, because you can donate anything you can, 10 rands, 50 rands, 100 rands, whatever amount, it's up to you. But there's other way of doing it, is at least let's spread the message. So you record yourself with a message saying your mental health matters, and just share it on Facebook and tag us. Because we are on Facebook and social media. We are Eastern Cape Film Festival and Slate 2 Productions. Slate with a 2 Productions. If you can tag us, or you take a picture with a board saying, you know, mental health matters, because what we need is to push awareness. Yes, we'd like to get money. We need the money to produce the film, but more than that, what we need is the awareness. So at the end of by the time we shoot the film, people are aware of mental health issues, and who knows, might save the life or two of people around you.
Thank you, Neba Nkoromba. I appreciate it. It's nice speaking to you. Sorry about my butchering there of the cues and so forth. Neba Nkoromba from the Eastern Cape Film Festival. Thank you for what you're doing for Eastern Cape Film and for mental health awareness. We appreciate it. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Roland. And I don't want to, because we'll keep doing this conversation, so you'll get Nkoromba.
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 Nkosiga kuli di kolelu
kolela. I want to see your messages as well. Please, we need your messages or support, a picture or video. You can put on your own social media or tag us, as long as the message goes out there. Thanks a lot, guys, for the interview. Thank you for the time.
Thank you so much. So go look up the movie Eruption on Back a Buddy, or you can follow them on social media, and let's raise awareness for mental health and the looking after thereof, and let's boost the Eastern Cape film industry.
Algoa FM.co.za, where your music, your world, is less than a click away.